Hey, you're tuned in to the Verve Podcast live from the heart of Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks for listening, and viva la Verve!
Man, it is good to laugh together, well, virtually together, and laughter is important right now, but more than anything, I think what we need right now is hope. I want to share with you a hope principle that we learn in the Bible, which has changed my life. So let's jump in. You ready? Here's what I want us to grab hold of today. We need to be reminded of what God's done in the past so we can have hope for what God will do in the future. And man, we need that now because hope is in short supply. It's right there with toilet paper and hand sanitizer. Hope is in short supply. We're stuck in our homes, maybe losing income. We don't know what's going to happen next. What we need is hope. And the way we have hope for the future is by looking to the past. I want to share with you a story from the Bible where we see that. This story is about a guy named Joshua and the Israelites. This is over 1,000 years before Joshua came to earth. Back then, the Israelites were the only people who believed in and worshiped the one true God. The Israelites had been led by Moses, talked about him last week, but he died and Joshua became the new leader. God was leading Joshua and the Israelites to a land he had promised them, which is kind of like us. For those of us who have put our faith in Jesus, God is leading us to the promised land. And we're going to get there, but it may take a while. Joshua and the Israelites have been wandering through the wilderness for a long time. And maybe you feel like you've been wandering through the wilderness. Like you've been waiting to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right. You thought it would happen by now. Or you're waiting for your kid to get back on the right track. It's not happening. Or it's this corona thing. Here in Vegas, we've been locked up for weeks. We have weeks left to go. Maybe you've had no income for a while. We know what it's like to wander through the wilderness. So God was leading the Israelites to the land he had promised them, but it's been a while. God does not seem to be in a hurry. Finally, they're getting closer, but now there's a problem. The problem is the Jordan River. They need to get across it to get where they're going, but they can't get across. Like, they will die if they try to get across. But God asks them anyway to start walking, to step into the river. Joshua chapter 3, verse 8 says, "When you reach the banks of the Jordan River, take a few steps into the river," which is crazy, right? It's completely undoable, except they've done it before. We need to be reminded of what God's done in the past so we can have hope for what God will do in the future. Back almost 40 years earlier, the Israelites had been slaves in Egypt. God led them out of slavery. They were getting out of Egypt, but now there's a problem. Problem was the Red Sea. They need to get across it to get where they're going, but they can't get across. Like, they will die if they try to get across. Except that God miraculously splits the Red Sea. The Israelites walk right through it on dry ground, walls of water on each side. God came through for them. And we need to be reminded what God's in the past so we can have hope for what God will do in the future. Now, this time seems easy, right? Because, yeah, God's asking them to do it again, but they know he's done it before. The first time, it was scary. You know, it was hard to believe that God could get them through the Red Sea, through this impassable body of water. This time, shouldn't be hard to believe because he's done it again. It should be easy, right? No, it's never easy. Like, in the New Testament, there's a time when there's this huge group of hungry people. Jesus' disciples, his ministry apprentices are like, "Wait, what are we going to do? We can't possibly feed them all." But Jesus miraculously feeds them all. His disciples are like, "Whoa." A little while later, there's another huge group of hungry people. And again, his disciples are like, "What are we going to do? We can't possibly feed them all." Again? It's like, how can you not remember? It doesn't make sense. Except I do the same thing. God has miraculously provided for me over and over. I could tell you so many stories where God miraculously provided exactly what we needed, but even still, every time I don't have what I need, oh no, what will I do? Have you ever been there? So the Israelites are standing at the banks of the Jordan. God has asked them to start walking, to step into the river. Finally, it's the scary moment of truth. Will they trust? Will they be faithful? Will they start walking? Question, will you trust? Will you be faithful? Will you start walking? We are in a scary moment. What will you do? I wonder what it would look like for you to trust God in this moment. It's been said that faithfulness is a long obedience in the same direction. You keep walking, you keep doing what God's asking you to do, you don't quit, you keep obeying God. Day after day, step after step, you keep moving in the same direction. What if you trip and fall down? Yeah, you will. Get back up, point yourself in the right direction, and start taking steps of obedience. So what would it look like for you to trust God in this moment? Maybe it's getting up every morning and thanking God. Instead of being annoyed because you're shut in, instead of whining, complaining, grumbling, you get up and you thank God. That's faithfulness. Or it's reading the Bible every day. The Bible is one of the main ways God speaks to you. So every time you get up and you decide, I'm going to read again today so I can hear what God is saying. Or it's praying every day, throughout your day. Praying is one of the main ways we talk to God. Prayer is an expression of trust. Being faithful is loving your neighbor. Jesus said that's what God wants from you. So how could you love your neighbor this week? Being faithful is inviting people to join us online for our Easter service. The mission God's given each of us is for us to help people know Jesus. Easter is one of the times when people are most open to going to church, and it's going to be different this year with church being online, but I still think people will be open to going. In fact, they may be more open. I mean, they can go to church in their pajamas. So let's invite people to join us online. That's being faithful. Maybe what it looks like for you to trust God right now is to continue giving even when the church isn't meeting. So what would it look like for you to trust God in this moment? Will you take that step? The Israelites are at the banks of the roaring Jordan River. There's no way to cross it except God told them to. And in the past, he's got them through the Red Sea. He's asking them, do it again, but they know he's done it before. And so the Israelites do it. They start walking into the river, believing God will get them through. And he does. God shows up and God shows off. He parts the river. The Israelites walk through on dry ground. What do they do next? They build an altar. Joshua chapter 4. When all the people had crossed the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, now choose 12 men, one from each tribe. Tell them, take 12 stones from the very place where the priests are standing in the middle of the Jordan, carry them out and pile them up at the place where you will camp tonight. Joshua piled up the 12 stones taken from the Jordan River. Then Joshua said to the Israelites, in the future, your children will ask, what do these stones mean? Then you can tell them, this is where the Israelites crossed the Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord, your God, dried up the river right before your eyes, and he kept it dry until you were all across, just as he did at the Red Sea when he dried it up until we had all crossed over. They take the 12 stones and stack them up. Near Vegas, we have an art installation called the Seven Magic Mountains. Maybe their altar looked like this, except not fluorescent. It probably looked a little more like this. So why do they create a monument? So they'll remember. So their kids will remember. We need to be reminded of what God's done in the past so we have hope for what God will do in the future. So the Israelites have gotten through the Jordan River. They keep marching to their destiny. Now they're on the precipice of the promised land. Like they're there, but there's another problem. In their way is a city called Jericho. And the city of Jericho is surrounded by walls, 4 to 5 walls to make sure no one gets in or through. Back then, it was common. The walls might have looked something like this. They need to get through these walls to get where they're going, but they can't get through these walls. What do? God asked them to start walking. He says, you and your fighting men should march around the town once a day for 6 days. 7 priests will walk ahead of the ark, each carrying a ram's horn. On the seventh day, you're to march around the town seven times with the priest blowing the horns. When you hear the priest give one long blast on the ram's horns, have all the people shout as loud as they can, then the walls of the town will collapse. God says, I want you to walk. I want you to walk around the walls seven times and play your trumpets, and then yell really loud, and the walls will cave in. Then you can just walk right in the city. That's cray-cray, right? It's crazy to walk where you can't walk. It's crazy to believe that God can make a way when there is no way. What God is suggesting is crazy, except he's done crazy things before. We need to be reminded of what God's done in the past so we can have hope for what God will do in the future. And so they start walking. They do what God tells them to do around and around the city, a long walk, a long obedience in the same direction. And finally, the moment comes when they're to shout really loud. It says, when the people heard the sound of the ram's horns, they shouted as loud as they could, and suddenly the walls of Jericho collapsed. God did it again. They again faithfully did what God asked them to do, and God again faithfully showed up and showed off. And here's what I believe. I believe that there is no Jericho without the Jordan. What I mean is, had they not remembered God's faithfulness at the Jordan, they never would have realized God's faithfulness at Jericho. They'd still be stuck on the wrong side of the Jordan, so this would have never become a reality for them. I believe there wouldn't have been a Jericho if they hadn't learned faithfulness at the Jordan. They needed to be faithful at the Jordan and experience God's faithfulness at the Jordan for them to be faithful at Jericho and experience God's faithfulness at Jericho. We need to be reminded of what God has done in the past so that we can experience what God wants to do in our future. And here's what I want to tell you. God has a Jericho coming for you. And I believe that God has a Jericho coming for you. There will be a moment when you are right there walking up the porch, steps to your promised land, to that thing that you've been praying for, to the promise you believe God has made to you. You're going to be right there, but there will be a wall standing in your way. And it will take great faith on your part to do what you need to do in that moment. But you do not muster up the faith in that moment when the time comes. No, that's not the way it works. You grow your faith by being faithful in the long journey to that moment. You have to go through the Jordan to knock down the walls of Jericho. You need to practice to remember God's faithfulness so you'll believe in God's faithfulness in your future. You need to practice remembering what God has done in the past. So when the time comes, you'll be ready to realize God's faithfulness as you step into your future. So for you to get to your Jericho in the future, for you to have the faith to do what you need to do in that moment, so God can do what only God can do, you need to be faithful today. You need to be faithful in the smaller things today. So I'll ask again, what would it look like for you to be faithful in this moment? And I know you're stuck in your home. Maybe you're out of work. Maybe the family is getting on your nerves. I get it. But in this moment, what does God want you to do? Are you asking him? Are you listening? What does God want you to do? Will you do it? Will you trust? Will you be faithful? Will you start walking? It may be scary. So what will you do? Listen, you won't get to Jericho. You won't have the faith you need in that moment unless you're faithful at the Jordan. And if you're scared about stepping into the future, remember, we need to be reminded of what God's done in the past so we can have hope for what God will do in the future. Let's pray together, and then we're going to go to Dave and the band, and they're going to lead us to worship God together. Let's pray. God, throughout the Bible, we meet you as a faithful God. When we are faithful, you show up and you show off. You allow us to do things that were unimaginable, but they are possible with a God to whom impossible is nothing. God, would you help us to remember what you've done in the past, for people like Joshua and the Israelites and in our own lives so that we can have hope for today and for our future. God, would you show us what it means to be faithful today so we can build that trust muscle so that we can practice faithfulness so we'll be ready to be faithful when we get to Jericho and when we get ready to walk into our promised land. God, you've done it before, and we believe, God, that you will do it again. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.